All right, all right. That's enough fun.
What's that?
Frogs. It was an eraser that somebody took apart that he gave me.
This.
Oh, this?
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
I'm going to, it's a flyer that I'm going to give my grandma and Papa Daryl to tell them where my solo is at.
Where your solo is? Yeah. That's a flyer?
Well, my band.
Okay,
it's
what's
not a flyer.
Okay. All right, all right, all right. Oh my goodness, it's hard to pull a chair in when you're wearing a cassock. All right, what? What is, oh, wait a minute.
Matthew.
Which sins should we confess? That wasn't very good. Let's start again. Before God, we should plead
guilty of all sins.
Yep.
Even those we are not aware of,
as we do in the
Lord's Prayer.
Yep.
But before the pastor, we should confess only those sins which we know and feel in our hearts.
Good. Okay, for next time, the question is this. Which are these? That is, which are these sins which you know and feel in your heart? And the answer is, well, you're wearing that to church?
Well, no, I'm not going to church tonight. I'm not going to church tonight.
Oh, you're not going to church tonight. Oh, well, okay.
Minus brownie
phone. That is minus brownie. Okay, which are those sins which we know and feel in our hearts? Wearing the exorcist sweatshirt to church. I'm just teasing you, Memphis. Consider your place in life according to the Ten Commandments. Hey, we just said those this evening. Consider your place in life according to the Ten Commandments. Are you a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a husband, or a wife, or a worker? Have you been disobedient, unfaithful, or lazy? Have you been hot-tempered, rude, or quarrelsome?
Yes.
What does it mean to be quarrelsome?
To be feisty.
Yeah, feisty works.
Pugnacious.
Yeah. Argumentative. That you want to...
That was a word.
Argumentative. It means you want to start an argument or you want to pick a fight. So you should not be that. Have you hurt somebody by your words or your deeds? Have you stolen, been negligent, wasted anything, or done any harm?
I wasted everything.
If your answer to any of those questions is yes, then you have something to confess. And then you know which are one of these sins that we should confess before the pastor. Okay? So that third part there, that's for next time. Now to the term quiz.
What about the books?
We don't have time to do that. The theme of the term quiz is called potpourri.
What's that mean?
Otherwise known as whatever pastor felt like when he was picking the terms.
That's what it is.
Because pastor had a rough day today and didn't get to pick the terms until right up on the wire. So I just picked some. But it's better than what my pastor did was he had flashcards with all of the terms and he would just shuffle the deck and he would draw it and say, okay, your first term is this. And he would draw five terms. So maybe we'll do that for the end of the year.
Olympics?
Yeah, the midweek Olympics.
No, that's
no, that'll be fun. Super fun. I'm excited. Okay, number one. Number one, a carpenter by trade. This man descended from Judah and the house of David. And he returned to his hometown for the census. I left out a very important detail because I want to see if you can get it without it. Yeah. Number two, the wife of Zacharias and the mother of John the Baptist. That's all I'll give you. You shouldn't need any more than that.
Well, even I got that.
And if you tell me, a bonus point will be, why was it such a miraculous thing that she was the mother of John the Baptist? Number three, an oldie but a goodie. The Old Testament men of God who were called by the Lord to preach his word to the people of Israel and to point them to the coming Savior. These men wrote the Old Testament scriptures. And I'll give you a bonus point if you can give me the name of one of these men. The Old Testament men of God who were called by him to preach his word to the people of Israel. Number four. The aged, just, and devout man in Jerusalem who took Jesus up in his arms at the presentation in the temple and prophesied concerning him to Mary and to Joseph. And I will give you a bonus point if you tell me what the name of the canticle was that he sang in the temple.
What's a canticle?
What is a canticle?
Yeah.
A song.
Yeah.
Kind of a song. The aged, just, and devout man. What does aged mean, Luke?
Old.
Old. A brownie point for you. And lastly, but not leastly, what did I say? Something funny?
That is a word. I think you're making up two words today. Leastly, whatever.
The emperor of the Roman Empire when Jesus was born.
I definitely know this one.
I'll give you a hint. Think about what you hear on Christmas. How is that a hint? When Jesus was born. So think about what you hear when you come to church on Christmas. All right. Do you need me to repeat any of these, Luke?
Number three.
Oh, of course. The one I have to turn a bunch of pages to get to, Luke. You ought to be glad you have that brownie point, mister. The Old Testament men of God who were called by him to preach his word to the people of Israel. Old Testament men of God. They were the ones who wrote the Old Testament scriptures. Of particular note are two of the groups of the Old Testament scriptures. And the bonus point was if you could give me the name, one name of any of these men. Anybody else? Sadie.
Number four.
Okay, number four. The aged, just, and devout man in Jerusalem who took Jesus up in his arms at his presentation in the temple, and who prophesied about Jesus to Mary and Joseph, and he sang a song, a canticle, and your bonus point is if you can tell me the name of the canticle. Kipton.
Number five.
Number five. Well, you don't need to be so loud. I'm not deaf. The emperor of the Roman Empire when Jesus was born. That is quite literally the entire term. There is no more to say about it than that. I'm not hiding anything. The emperor of the Roman Empire during the time when Jesus was born. I need you to tell me what his name was. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Emma?
What was the bonus point for number three?
The bonus point for number, give me a name.
Oh.
Give me the name of one of those dudes. Those are great dudes. They've got the riz. All right. You don't think I'm cool? I talk like cool kids.
No, nobody says that.
Isn't that how they talk in Fortnite? Oh, sorry, in Roblox? Okay. Anybody else? Going once? Going twice?
Sold.
All right. Luke, what's number one?
Joseph.
It is Joseph, yes. Joseph. What was the part I left out?
He was the father of Jesus.
The earthly father. The earthly father. And what would we call that? What's another name for that?
A guardian.
Guardian, yeah. The earthly father and what to Mary?
Wife.
What?
Yes, you're right. Mary was his wife. Okay, number two, Emma. I thought we were going to have a different kind of a lesson here, Luke. Yes, Emma.
Elizabeth.
It is Elizabeth, correct. Yeah, and what's so miraculous about her bearing John the Baptist? Yeah, Emma.
She was barren.
She was barren, correct. So if you wrote down that she was barren, that's a bonus point for you. Or any other permutation on the word barren. If you just wrote she could not have children, that also, I would accept that too. Okay, Sadie, number three.
Disciples.
It is not disciples. Disciples are the people who follow Jesus specifically. Leela? No, not the Gospels. The Gospels are the four books of the New Testament.
I got the bonus point.
Huh? Well, we'll see.
Pharisees?
No.
Prophets.
The Old Testament. That's why I said there are two groups of books in the Old Testament. The major prophets and the minor prophets.
Yeah.
So this coming up with a name was really easy because you didn't even have to remember Bible stories about prophets. All you had to do was remember the name of the Bible books.
Except for Lamentations.
Except for Lamentations, which is written by... Oh, well, not so smart, are you? It's written by Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah wrote that book. Jeremiah wrote... Because Jeremiah is the weeping prophet, and Lamentations is a weeping. Okay. So who was that? Who got prophets? Was that you? What name do you have?
Daniel
is a prophet. Memphis?
Just look at him. I don't want to say it. I'm not confident. I don't want to say it.
He is not a prophet. He's an evangelist.
Joshua.
That's a hard one because Moses was a prophet, and yeah, I will raise up a prophet like you from among your brethren. Yeah, we'll call Joshua a prophet. I will give that to you. Emma.
I don't have
one. Okay. Sadie?
Well, because I had disciples, I had Peter.
It is not Peter. He is not a prophet. Leila, do you actually have the bonus one?
I have a guess.
What's your guess?
Mark.
No, it is not Mark. Mark is an evangelist. He wrote the Gospel of Mark. Okay. Number four. Who's number four? Memphis. What's number four?
Simeon.
Simeon, correct. And what's the name of his beautiful song?
The Nunc Dimittis.
The Nunc Dimittis, yes. Which means what, somebody?
I think it dismisses or...
Yeah, nunc means now.
Yeah.
Didn't you do this, that one last week?
He did.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. What's it to ya?
I
do what I want. I'm in charge of this class.
I gotta write that down.
I'm the main character here.
And I'm the set.
You got the riz.
I got the riz, that's right. Thanks, Memphis. It's about time somebody recognized it. All right. And lastly, number five. Luke?
Caesar Augustus.
I learned about that guy in school.
Wow. You learned about Caesar Augustus in school?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'm learning about famous men from.
Nice dude or a bad dude?
He
was okay.
Meh. Yeah. Hero was bad.
He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't as bad as so many of the other ones that came after.
Good.
Yeah.
Are terms worth like grade or something?
Are terms what?
Worth a grade or something?
You don't get a grade in this class.
Oh, okay.
I just keep track of your points because at the end the person with the most points gets the
bragging rights.
The bragging rights. But this year it'll be a final competition, a final blowout.
Wait, what do you mean?
That's the Olympics.
So if you win the Olympics, you win the whole thing? Or what?
Yeah, well, the person who wins the Olympics will be the one with the most points. But you'll go into the Olympics with the number of points that you acquired.
Memphis, you won the Olympics?
Well, we didn't have Olympics last year, but he won all of the term quizzes last year
by
half a point. Emma was right behind.
Wait, so
it was a photo finish. I don't.
Is it like 355?
I don't remember, but I need to know your scores now because we need to continue.
Barely in the hundreds.
What's your score? Memphis.
4 out of 5. Terrible. Disappointing.
Liam?
8.
Sadie?
2. Because I can't.
Emma?
6.
Luke?
7.
Leela?
I don't do well in the room, man.
How many?
7.
Kipton?
7.
All right. To the Gospel of Matthew, the 3rd chapter. Speedy quick, kids. Speedy quick. What? The bathroom?
Bible.
Oh, a Bible. There's Memphis, can you grab a Bible? There's Bibles in that. Slide that cupboard door right there. No, the slidey one right up atop. Yeah, can you reach those? You probably can't reach those. Yeah, there you go. Mr. Fantastic!
Ooh.
All right.
Which chapter?
That was impressive.
I'm going to remember that next time I go shopping. I'm going to bring you along.
Yeah, right. Memphis.
Need those cans and boxes off the top. You can leave them down, Memphis. Yeah. Just slide that door closed, if you will. Don't pinch your fingers. Don't do it here.
Well, I didn't cut my finger. I guess I got a paper cut. Been
that's baby. Hardly. Matthew chapter 3. Yes, we've got a lot to do. We always have a lot to do, don't we?
Like
Willy Wonka says, so much time, so little to do.
What's Willy Wonka's?
Oh my word, that's right, I forgot.
It's sad that you don't know.
Next you're going to tell me you don't know what a cassette tape is.
What's a cassette tape? I actually don't. What's a cassette tape?
I didn't even watch cassette tapes.
I don't, but I know what they are.
Okay, yeah,
what's
there you
a cassette
go.
Tape?
It's the thing that you used to put in a tape player before CDs came out, but nobody listens to CDs anymore either because they have MP3s.
Yeah.
And now they have it on their phones. You know, back in my day.
Oh,
I watched one movie on one of those. It was like human toy action figures versus monster action figures.
Yeah. Small soldiers.
Get out.
Huh? Small soldiers.
I'm pretty sure.
Were 8-track tapes around when you were?
My horn player had an 8-track player in her car, but they were kind of out. All right, Matthew chapter 3. Yeah, don't worry about it. Matthew chapter 3. Counterclockwise, meet a loop. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah, who's John the Baptist? Remind me, I forget. Who's that guy? Emma?
Jesus.
Don't ruin the story.
Sorry.
Tell him. Tell me something else about him. What's his deal?
His mother was.
Don't ruin the story.
A woman.
We already got to that part.
Oh, darn it!
I didn't.
That's okay. What about him?
He's the forerunner of Christ.
He's the forerunner of Christ. Yeah. You're right. But we're gonna get there.
I didn't know that.
That's okay. Doesn't your Bible have things in it? Okay. So he's the forerunner of who?
Christ.
The Christ. And who is the Christ?
I don't know.
Jesus. He's also Jesus' relative. They knew each other when they were babies, remember? When they got close, John jumped in there. Hey, it's Jesus. And he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is the kingdom of heaven? Yes, Luke. What do you think it is? It's the reign of Jesus that comes from the cross. So when we talk about the kingdom of heaven, the biggest part about it is Jesus dying on the cross. Because what does it do? It sets you free and it makes you a child of God. And that's where Jesus rules, is from the cross. If you come to church tonight, that's part of what I'm going to say in my homily. So sorry to spoil it. Okay, now what does it mean to repent? Memphis?
To turn away from sin.
To turn away from sin, yeah, to leave it behind. Don't touch it anymore. Verse 3.
For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the
wilderness.
Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Yes.
Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
What a strange person. How come he dresses like that and lives in the wilderness and eats locusts and wild honey? Because he has one thing to focus on, and it is not...
No,
go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was thinking of something else, and it's not right.
What were you thinking of?
Like a fasting thing?
It is kind of a fasting thing. See? Okay. Always go with your gut. Yes, so he lives in the wilderness because it's sort of like a fasting thing. He gives up all of the things that would make him comfortable and fancy and popular. He just has exactly what he needs, and he doesn't worry about anything else because his focus is on his job, which is to prepare for Jesus.
Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just take number 6, too, because that's sort
and
of...
And were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins.
Yeah, what kind of a baptism did he baptize in? Is it the same as Jesus' baptism? No. Oh, you should have gone with your gut. I saw that. No. It is not. His is a baptism into repentance. Baptizing everybody into repentance, which means getting them turning away from their sins and ready for Jesus who comes. Continue. 7.
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come into his baptism, he said to them, brood of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come.
Produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
Yeah, what does that mean? What's the fruits of repentance? Yes, Kipton. Memphis?
It's kind of related to... I can't remember the name. The garden?
Not exactly, no. When Jesus says he wants you to bear fruit, or when John says he wants you to bear fruit of repentance, it means the thing that you can see. So that if you plant an apple tree in your yard, is it worth anything if it never produces any apples?
No.
No, because you hope you planted it because you wanted apples. So say... What?
Except for firewood.
Well, okay. But you say that you're repentant, but you don't live like you're repentant. So bearing fruits means do the actual thing. Show me that you are repentant by actually being repentant, not just saying that you are. So the problem with the Pharisees and the Sadducees is this. Are they actually repentant? No, they are called impenitent. They don't care. They don't think they sinned. And, verse 9.
And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.
Yeah, remember the term that we have, children of Abraham? Mm-hmm. So which is better, being a child of Abraham because you can trace your genealogy and say, Abraham was my great, 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 great grandfather. What's better, that? Or saying, I'm a child of Abraham because I believe in the promise that was made to Abraham.
Number two,
that's right. So John says, don't think that just because you trace your lineage and your genealogy back to Abraham that that's going to save you. Because if God really wanted to, he could just make 100 more of you by talking to the rocks on the ground. Being the descendant of Abraham doesn't mean anything. Bear fruit worthy of repentance.
And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
That's right. What is that about? What is the tree that does not bear fruit? Memphis?
A dead tree.
Yes, and what is that the picture of? If he says, bear fruit worthy of repentance. Repent. Yeah, the people who don't repent. The people who say, I want to keep my sins, I'm not going to give them up, and I'm not going to give them to Jesus. The impenitent, that's right. So the axe comes to the tree to cut it down and throw it into the fire. Judgment is coming, he says. And if you are not a repentant sinner who turns to Jesus, and if you don't let Jesus be the one to save you and take care of you, and if you keep loving your sins more than Jesus, then what's going to happen to you when judgment comes is not good. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
His winnowing fork in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
Yeah, do you know what this all means? The winnowing and the chaff and the wheat. So when you harvest your grain, there's the big stalk and there's the little covers and then there's the actual wheat, and you have to separate it all. So they thresh it. They get rid of all of the stuff they don't want to get the grain so that they can grind the grain into flour. And what do they do with all the garbage? It's like when you husk corn. There's a whole bunch of extra stuff on the corn, but you don't want to eat all of the husk, do you? You have to tear the husk and all those little silk strings. You have to get all of that off. And then what do you do with that stuff? You throw it away or you burn it. You get rid of it. It's the same with the wheat. You take the thing that you can use to make the flour and all the other junk you burn. And he's saying, be the seed, not the chaff, because the chaff gets burned.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him.
Yep.
John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
Right, why does John say, hey, wait a minute, you shouldn't be baptized? Why does John try to prevent Jesus? Captain.
I'll not raise my hand. I wasn't.
It's that midweek maneuver. It's the midweek maneuver. That's not very Riz of you.
Oh my God.
Yes, yes, Memphis?
Been baptized and he doesn't sin.
No, he's not already been baptized yet, but he doesn't sin, which means he has no need to
be baptized.
Repent. Yeah.
But wouldn't that be the same thing as saying, well, if I pray every night, I don't have to go to confession?
No, it isn't. Jesus has never sinned. What does he have to repent of? Nothing. So John says, what are you doing? I'm the one that's a sinner. You're not a sinner. I'm a sinner. I should be baptized by you. And Jesus says, verse 15,
but Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him.
Yes. What does it mean to fulfill all righteousness? Yes?
To do
what like sinners are meant to do, but he's not a sinner, but I guess he's doing what...
Doing what sinners want him to do? Or doing what...
God wants
to do. Doing what God wants to do, which is to live a good and holy life and to be saved. And he says, if everybody wants to live a good and holy life and to live, this is what we have to do.
Then Jesus, when he had been baptized, came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Yeah, good. So what does it mean that Jesus is baptized? He doesn't need to be baptized for repentance. So what is his baptism all about?
He's taking up all the sins.
Yes, he's taking all of the sins of the world. He goes into the water to become the sinner for us, to fulfill all righteousness, because then where does he take all of the sin? Yeah, well, it's already on him, and then where does he go?
To the water to wash it away.
No, he takes it in the water. The water washes us away, but when Jesus goes into the water, the sin that washes off us goes on Jesus, and then Jesus comes out of the water and takes the sin to... Luke?
The forest?
Well, he goes to the wilderness, but I mean, think of the big picture. Where does Jesus take it? All the way to... To the cross, and then he dies, and that is where he fulfills all righteousness. He saves man by shedding his blood. Now we need to jump super quick to John chapter 1. It's a double whammy tonight.
John chapter 1.
John chapter 1. We'll start at verse... we'll start at verse... Oh boy, we don't have a lot of time. Let's just start at verse 29. So who's next?
Wait, on chapter 1?
Chapter 1, verse 29.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
Yeah, there you go. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Where do we say that?
In church.
Yeah, we're in church. Before you go up for communion, but after... The verba. I turn around and I hold it up and I say, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." And you say,
"Amen."
Good for you. You say, "Amen," because what I'm doing is saying, this is Jesus.
This is Jesus.
Jesus is here. And then I turn around with Jesus and you look at Jesus and say, "Oh, Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Because John showed him to you. Hey, look, this is Jesus. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How? Where did he take the sin of the world? Where did he take it? Yeah, that's where he delivers it. Where does he pick it up? In the baptism. This is he. Oh, sorry. Is that you, Memphis, verse 30?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid,
Mary." Wait. John.
Whoa. Oh, I went to Luke. My bad.
John chapter 1. You're fine.
That's why I didn't understand.
John chapter 1.
20 to 30. Okay, this is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.
How is he before John? John was born first.
Because he's eternal.
Because he's eternal, because he's the...
Lord.
Leela?
Word?
The Word! Oh, yes.
Oh,
I thought you were... being brave will be done by the time you're done, so don't worry about it. Okay, because he's the Word. He was before me, because he's the Christ, of course, he's God. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water. I didn't know him way back when, but I was appointed the forerunner, and I saw him in the womb. And now I'm here, and I'm preparing his way. And I'll finish this up. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Jesus really is God. The Holy Spirit is on him. And when we go to baptism, we get clean. And the Spirit comes upon us just like Jesus. When Jesus goes, he takes upon himself the sins of the world. Jesus gets dirty, we get clean. And Jesus picks up our sins and then delivers them to the cross. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How does he take away sin? By dying. That's right. So, why is it important that he's the Lamb of God? What's the deal with the lamb?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. The lamb's so the one that dies. Your terms are patience, long-suffering, charisma, okay.
Not funny.
I'm so funny?
No, I said that's not funny because...
The baptism of our Lord.
You could be a comedian and a pastor.
Yeah, and a poet. I didn't even know it. The baptism of our Lord. The Holy Trinity. That's the name into which you are baptized. All of the Trinity is present at Jesus' baptism. The Father speaks, the Holy Spirit descends, and the Son is in the water. The Son of God. That's Jesus. And Lamb of God, or the Agnus Dei. Yep, Agnus Dei. I would like for you to remember Agnus Dei, not Lamb of God, because Agnus Dei is actually nice, good aim. Because the Agnus Dei is actually the name. If you look in the hymnal, that's what it says. Yep, just those four. And your catechism, which are these sins? Consider your place in life according to this, blah, blah, blah. Okay? Questions about any of that?
Everybody wish Emma a happy birthday. It's her birthday.
Happy
tomorrow.
Early birthday.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday, Emma. Let's go to church.
I'm not going to church.
You're all right, Memphis.